Today's guest on the Legends of Greyhound Hockey, first round overall selection in the 1986 Ontario Hockey League draft, taken by the Sioux Greyhounds, Sudbury, Ontario native Troy Millette. Troy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Troy, tell us a little bit. Let's go back. 1986, you were taken first overall selection in the Ontario Hockey League. That must have been quite an honor. You were rewarded the Jack Ferguson Award for being a top draft pick in the Ontario Hockey League. Talk a little bit about that honor.
Yeah, well, it certainly was an honor. I look back now, and I really appreciate how big of a deal it was back then. But as a 15 and 16-year-old, you know, it kind of flew over my head. You know, I was just going out playing hockey hard every night. And the biggest thing for me is, you know, playing from a northern team, I just wanted to go downtown in the Toronto area, the St. Mike's tournaments and whatnot. And I wanted to compete for the North. And, you know, I'm a proud guy from the northern area. And the fact that I got picked, I look back and, yeah, very, very proud moment.
Like you mentioned, Troy, the first... And I believe the only, up until this point, Northern Ontario boy to be selected first overall in the Ontario Hockey League. That's quite an honor.
Yeah.
You played 186 games with the Hounds over a period of 3 years. 77 goals, 92 assists, 169 points for yourself. Talk about that first year. Your rookie season was 86-87.
Yeah, the first year was it was fun, right? You know, kid from the north, you watch the Sudbury Wolves, the Sioux Greyhounds, and I think my first exhibition game I played was against the Sudbury Wolves at the Walden Arena, and I was facing off against a guy named Mario Cittaroni. Anyways, I had Don Boyd behind the bench, and we had a rough shift there, and more or less welcome to the OHL, and got a tap on the back from Coach Boyd, and that's where it started. I got a little bit of confidence in the preseason, and I got to play with a couple good players throughout my first year. I remember Tyler Larder being the small centerman I got to play a lot of my games with. And yeah, my first year went quite well. You know, 20 goals as a 16-year-old, and played it rough in the corners. I was pretty happy with the first year I played in the Sioux.
Yeah, you got 20 goals, 25 assists, as you mentioned, 45 points in your rookie season. Coach was Don Boyd. The goalie, Sean Simpson, Rob Watson, a rookie goalie out of Sault Ste. Marie, was on that team. Some of the other players, Rob Zettler, Babcock was on that team, Paul Beraldo, Jean-Marc McKenzie, Steve Hollett, and Timmy Hoover were some of the players on that team. Your second season now, Troy, the 87-88 season, was a season that the Greyhounds lost to the London Knights in the first round. Yourself, personally, 62 games, 18 goals, 30 assists, 48 points. Tell us a little bit about that season for yourself.
Well, you know, there's not too many things I can recall, but I recall being frustrated with my second year. You know, going into my second year, after having a fairly good first year, there were some high expectations, not only from myself, but from scouts. You know, at the start of the year, I think I was rated in the top 10 picks in the NHL draft, and I put a ton of pressure on myself, and the game just didn't come easy for me in my second year. I gripped the stick a little bit harder. I tried to do a little bit more than what I was probably capable at the time. And so, to an extent, it was a frustrating year. It was a fun year. You know, we had a good bunch of guys. I'm pretty sure, I think that would have been Bobby Bugner's and Adam Foote's first year in the league. Obviously, those two guys went on to pretty spectacular careers. So we had the groundwork for the next 2 years to come.
Well, Troy, yourself, that season, the NHL draft, you were taken 22nd overall by the New York Rangers in the 1988 NHL entry draft, first-round selection there. Talk about being drafted by the Rangers.
Well... it was obviously an exciting day. And I have to mention, Angelo Bumbacco probably had a lot to do with me going to the Rangers. At the time, I think he had a connection, I think we all know, with Phil Esposito. And I think Angelo at the time really went to bat for me and got me in there. And of course, you know, as soon as I got my name on an NHL team, I all I wanted to do was play that one game in the NHL to say that I was an NHLer.
Well, your third season as a Greyhound was your final as a Greyhound. The team finished out of the playoffs in that 88-89 season. Yourself, you had an outstanding year. You played 64 games, 39 goals, 37 assists, 76 points. You led the team in scoring that year, Troy. Also of note, 172 penalty minutes. Some of the players on that team, Lambert was a rookie. You mentioned Foot Bugner. Brad Tiley came in as a rookie. Don Boyd and Ted Nolan replaced Don Boyd halfway through that season. Tell the Greyhound listeners your thoughts of that season.
Well, I think the numbers for my season has a lot to do with Teddy Nolan give me the confidence in playing the game. I can't even begin to say how much respect and how much gratitude I have towards Ted Nolan as far as giving me the confidence to play the game. Didn't hold me back. It was a frustrating year as a team because we didn't, you know, make the playoffs. And, you know, every year you want to make the playoffs. Every year you want to win the Memorial Cup. Every year you want to win the NHL. You want to win the Stanley Cup. So when you don't make the playoffs, the chances are gone. So team-wise, frustrating. Personally, very gratifying to put up numbers like that. But, of course, that's my third year. You look back and, you know, what could the fourth year have been for me? I guess we'll never know.
Troy, you went on after you left the Greyhounds again. You went on to play with the Rangers. Looks like a couple seasons with in the New York Rangers organization, the 89-91. In your NHL career, you had 51 goals, 68 assists, 119 points, stops in Edmonton and stops in New Jersey, Ottawa, Boston, and finally rounding it out in Tampa Bay. Tell the Greyhound listeners all about your NHL career, all them wonderful stops.
Well, you know, when I played in New York for those 2 years, the game was truly a game to me, and it was so much fun. Roger Nielsen was the coach there. He instilled a work ethic and a confidence. Again, confidence I can't stress. If a coach can give you confidence, your game excels to another level. So he gave me that, and the 2 years in New York were spectacular for me. I put up my best numbers, had the most fun. We won the Patrick Division. You know, we just had some really good players and a good team atmosphere. You know, after my second year, as the story goes, the Rangers signed Adam Graves. And at the time, there was an arbitration and a compensation. I still don't know how that works. But I was compensated to the Oilers. And the one thing I do remember to this day is, you know, kind of being excited to go into the Edmonton Oilers, you know, a childhood team of mine that I absolutely cheered for with Gretzky and Coffey and all the likes. But I just remember getting picked up and by the team trainer and meeting Glenn Sather for the first time and him saying that, you know, he was very disappointed in the outcome of the compensation case and put my time in and they'll see what they can do for me to get me out as soon as they could. So that was a little bit of a confidence deflator for me as far as my NHL career goes.
Yeah.
Later on in January, I got traded to Jersey. Put up some decent numbers in Jersey for a limited ice time that I got. Played another year in Jersey, and then the Ottawa Senators signed me as a free agent in 93-94, where I played 3 years there. That's one spot that I probably missed an opportunity. Things just didn't materialize. And our players were from all over. It was unlike the Vegas team that was put together a few years ago.
We
did struggle for a couple of years being an expansion team.
Can you... Troy, go ahead.
Yeah, Yeah, and just to finish off in Boston, I signed as a free agent in Boston, and I had a great time in Boston. Steve Casper was the coach there. They gave me an opportunity to play every game. You know, I rotated in from the third and fourth line, put up some decent numbers, played with the Hall of Famer and Ray Bourque and Oates. And anyways, it was a good time in Boston, and then I signed in Tampa as a free agent, where that's where my career-ending injury put me on the sidelines for the rest of my life.
Troy, if you could, the Greyhound listeners, share a funny story that maybe happened with the Sioux Greyhounds.
Oh, funny story that happened with the Sioux Greyhounds. Well, I don't know if you know that, but me and Bobby Jones were about as tight as any hockey player, anybody or brothers could be, and we still are to this day. My third year, I'm an avid outdoorsman, so his older brother would take us out, and take me out in particular, to shoot partridge or rabbits, just to get away from the rink and get away from school, just to change it up a little bit. And it seemed every time I shot a partridge, I would get a goal. And being as superstitious as I am, you know, at the end of the year, after 39 goals, you know how many partridge I got that year.
That's awesome.
And believe this or not, at 39, I couldn't get another partridge. And we had like two or three games left in the regular season for me to get my 40th goal. Couldn't do it. I hit so many goal posts and crossbars. Fate was not with me that last couple of games.
Troy, you had to be honored as time went on. Your son, Trent, he was drafted by the Greyhounds, I just forget the year, 2012, I believe it was, and he played 2.5 seasons with the Hounds, got traded out to Ottawa, played another 2.5 there for his OHL career. Talk about the honor of having a boy play in the Ontario Hockey League.
Very, very proud. You know, mostly just from his work ethic. You know, I wasn't sure about letting him leave home at 16. And, you know, at the time, Kyle Dubas was the GM, and I was looking, and he's saying, yeah, we really want to keep him this year. We think he can do it. And I'm looking at him, and I'm saying, Kyle, I don't know if he's ready. But, yeah, extremely proud and thankful to the Sioux Greyhound organization for giving him a crack. He got his 4 years out of it, and basically the OHL sets groundwork for being a good human being as well. Not everybody goes on to the NHL. I played with a ton of guys in the OHL that turned out just to be remarkable men, police officers, postmen, my roommate Steve Biesel. Anyways, just super people, and that's what I'm proud of. The Greyhounds kind of grooming my stuff.
Well, Troy, you had to be honored also. He followed in your footsteps. You were a member of the Sudbury Fire Department, and you mentioned that he just got on as a fireman. So, again, he follows dad in the fire career now. Just as we wind it up here, Troy, just a final thought about playing in that Sioux Memorial Gardens, the old Sioux Gardens, and maybe some final thoughts anybody you want to mention.
Yeah, I just remember going in down below from the parking lot after school, you know, carpooling with three or four guys. I had the old 1983 Ford Escort, and my second year I was kind of carpooling everybody that went to Boating.
Nice.
But yeah, the rink, I've been to the rink, the new rink where Trent was playing, and there's something about the old rinks, you know, the old Boston Gardens, the old Sioux Gardens. It's just, I'm just really glad I had an opportunity to play there. And the fans were great. I never heard too many boos. Well, I can't say that. If you didn't perform, they let you know. But for the most part, they are always cheering you on.
Well, Troy, on behalf of the Greyhound fans, certainly we'd like to thank you for all the memories that you put out as a Sioux Greyhounder up in Sault Ste. Marie. You're well remembered as a special player in the Sioux here. So good luck in the future. Look forward to seeing you back up in the Sioux at some point.
Well, I thank you for your time, and go Hounds go.